I don't know. Get started.
I didn't mean to start with
that's
that.
Okay.
I just was like, then I can slip out and I won't interrupt what you're discussing.
Okay. Yeah, so. No worries. Okay, I'm ready to get started. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
We're ready. It's on.
All right. So do we need to first go over the minutes from last time? Has anyone had a chance to review the minutes?
I skimmed them before I came.
I skimmed them, too. I didn't have anything.
I didn't see anything, but I thought they looked good to me, but...
Okay. Does anyone have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to use that I and run for council. You have to say aye, nay.
All right, thank you. I guess we should do roll call. Do you have?
No, I know who you are.
Okay.
Right now.
All right, I got that then. So, going to assignments for Movies in the Park. Bryce, I think we got it all sorted out.
Yeah, everything's signed.
Okay.
I'll send out everyone's assignments through via email. Tomorrow. If you had buyer's remorse from last time.
Too bad.
No, and we'll rearrange it. But sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And we also talked last time about the planning assignments for neighborhood nights.
Yeah, so I've kind of done a flyer and I've just changed up a little bit. You guys had a good suggestion last time. Rather than doing maybe in neighborhoods, we'll just focus on park areas.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're not necessarily favoring one person over the other, and I didn't want it to be political either. And so,
it is an election year.
So, July 12th will be Island View Park, 6 to 8, water balloon volleyball, obstacle course, pickleball, and root beer floats. And then July 19th will be Port of Walton Park, 6 to 8, street hockey, board and card games, chalk fun, and Banbury Donuts. And July 26th will be Freedom Hills Park, disc golf, water games, hiking, and hot dogs. So I got rid of August 2nd. I wanted to just do three. So this will go live tomorrow. This has been in conjunction with Parks and Rec, National Parks and Rec Month. So that's what these activities are for.
Cool.
So this year's theme is called Where Community Grows, and I think this is kind of a great concept to do these kind of these neighborhood parties, I guess, to get people in our parks and kind of get them socializing and interacting and things like that. I kind of chose geographical areas, but no, Adam, you're kind of up by Island View Park, you're kind of by Port of Walton, and then Freedom Hills is just another bigger pavilion that I chose just in case. It's on the north side of town, so kind of covered everything in that triangle way. All these activities are free, no cost to anybody. I'm working on Banbury Donuts to get that sponsored, and then the other stuff will just work out of our Parks and Rec events budget as well. I anticipate less than 100 people coming to each one, but, you know, could be surprised, never know. So I'll pass this around if you want to look at it. So.
And how can this committee help?
So it'd be awesome if, obviously it'd be awesome if, a couple of you were there at each of these times. We'll have all the supplies. The idea behind this Neighborhood Nights is not to have programmed recreation. We'll have the things there and people can come and play and do on their own. And it's more about engaging with the public. I'll also be inviting other departments. So Chief Child has also expressed interest. They'll have like a police officer there, public works, parks. It's kind of a joint get to know the city opportunity, but also interacting in the neighborhood as well. So
what weeknight is that?
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday night. Okay.
So
thanks.
I'll send it out to you guys as the committee. If you want to just shoot me a text or an email back and say, hey, I can be here on this night, that'd be great. That would just help with logistics and scooping ice cream or cooking hot dogs or, you know, whatever it may be. So that'd be awesome.
So awesome. That's great. Okay, yeah, so we'll look for an email and volunteer where you can.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, we had a good discussion last, just moving down on the business, the agenda items. on the is this different game nights?
Okay, so that's another activity we're starting new as well. Okay. So on Monday nights, that's a good time. I can't remember. 6:30, 8:30. This is just open play, so anybody can come play board games, card games, Pokemon. We'll also be, this will kind of be running with our youth council as well. We did one last Friday with all the youth councils in Davis. There's about 50 kids here. And it was super fun. But it's meant to be kind of open play. You just come and play whatever games. We did bingo. We did...
It's inside?
Inside, yeah. Slap, fish, chicken, or I don't know what it was, the game we played. But it's just meant to kind of get people indoors, a different demographic. There's been some interest, I think, outside through Laura and her Facebook groups to maybe have a game night. And so this is kind of our response to maybe have that opportunity. I'm going to be here already. That's part of the caveat of this, is that we have programming that goes on Monday nights. We have our 3D printing and our Lego, and then it goes game night. So I'm already planning on being here. This is an extra couple hours. So that's something we'll start advertising as well. All the banners for game night just went up at Community Park today, advertising that program. And then we'll have all this online and social media starting the next couple of days. So it's not really an assignment thing. I'm just making you guys aware that if you want to come and play games or do that, it's on the table. So
okay. That starts when again?
June and July, Monday nights, 6:30 to 8:30. So
okay. That's it. And then a lot of our discussion last time was on the fundraising for amenities at the community park for pickleball courts. And I think we added to your workload. Mm-hmm. Gave you a few tasks. I don't know.
My computer's at the concession stand right now, being used for concessions, so I don't have that stuff right now. But Brandon and I talked internally about trying to just keep it simple. So, and this is for some of you guys to think about as well. If we're really fundraising for, it's all over my hands, park amenities, so like picnic tables, benches, bathroom, shade, those types of things. We felt like maybe the denomination should be like 100, 250, 500, 1,000. Try to keep it simple. What are your guys' thoughts?
Simpler the better.
We wanted to kind of stay away from like the 20s and the 10s and the 25s. If someone wanted to partner up and do 250s together, then we could do that. I think it's going to be easier if we did some sort of like permanent sign that recognizes people in the donations. I kind of like to stay away from bricks because they're a nightmare to maintain and maintenance, and they break. So I thought it'd be cool to do maybe a custom giant metal pickleball paddle, you know, maybe the size of this table or something like that. We'll be able to engrave people's names on or awesome. You know, whatever it may be. So that's something I'll throw out. I have the levels on my computer. I can send out to you guys as well. And then what we thought we'd do is we're fundraising for two different things right now, too. So pickleball courts and the batting cage. So what I thought we'd do is when Bruce gets the rendering for the pickleball courts, we'll create a banner for that rendering, and we'll do a QR code that sends them to our civic rec site where they can donate. And then that's the mechanism for them to donate. They can also come to City Hall, too, if they want to. And the same thing, we'll have one for the batting cage. And maybe we'll have them on the same banner.
And the batting cage is also a community park.
Yeah.
Can I just ask one clarifying point? If you're going to have, like, if you're going to say $100 to have your name on the side, great. But, like, if somebody does want to donate $10, will you just take it and just say, we'll take... I just think there are families who maybe can't come up with $100.
Yeah, no,
take whatever they're willing to give. So.
Yeah, and I think maybe you just have friends, that group of people just friends of Central.
That'd be great. I totally get it that, you know, you want to have an easy way to acknowledge, but also if there's a family out there that's saying, hey, we can give $25, but we can't do $100, I would still take it because that still helps them feel like they're part of the community.
And I'm okay going 25 if you want to go that low, just because I don't want to go lower than that because credit card fees won't make sense at $10.
I think 100 is fine.
So.
for a name on the sign, but I just am saying if somebody wants to donate less, let's just let them do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could frame it, yeah, like, you know, from 0 to 100.
All donations welcome.
All donations welcome, 0 to 100. You're recognized as Friends of Centerville on the pickleball paddle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if you want individual name recognition, yeah.
People that start donating over the 1,000 mark, we can start having private conversations about, okay, you know, what that looks like on their end and what it looks like on our end to try to, you know,
give so what they it, want. Is the QR
bigger?
Bigger name?
Bigger text? It's not an 8-point.
Is that QR code then going to take them to the website that'll show?
Yeah, it'll take them to our Parks and Rec registration site and the register for programs. And there'll be a tab that says pickleball donations, and then you can just create an account and donate money.
And so, okay.
There is, we will look into maybe a Venmo option, but it gets a little tricky with city stuff. But we'll talk about that tomorrow with our finance guy and see if he knows of any other ways.
So I've been shut down many times. So
trying to do Venmo.
I think if you've got a website, as long as people can just get on and do it.
They can always come to City Hall if they want to as well. So
just do what I did. Just ask for forgiveness. And just do it.
Anyway, no, that's kind of where I'm at. So if you guys are okay with that, then I'll send out the level update tomorrow, and then you guys can look at it, and then we can start pushing forward with it. I'll ask Bruce where the rendering is. I know they're doing soil samples this week, so they got to be getting close on some sort of design. So I'll ask him tomorrow.
And did we land on, maybe you already addressed this, but how it's going to be advertised at the park? Like, is there going to be, like, some vinyl banners that have the QR code?
Yeah, so I think we'll do, like, we'll get a piece of plywood and put it on some posts, and then we'll just staple the banner to it.
Okay.
That says what is going there. I'm sure the soccer players will be mad, but anyway, it's all good. It's fine.
They can use it as a goal.
And kick the ball against it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So, anyway, if you're okay with that, then I'll.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Sounds good. Okay.
That's yes. Exciting. Thank you. Okay, well.
Okay. And then one of the other items we talked about last time was like adult fitness.
Yeah.
Amenities at playgrounds. You know, like, I don't know if you did. I don't think a couple of you guys weren't here, but we talked about, like, pull-up bars and other things like that that could be incorporated into, like, playground equipment for adults who are in the park. You know, maybe they're hanging out with their kids, or maybe they're just going for a walk and they want to do some pull-ups or do some squats. I don't know. Any ideas?
Yeah, so I reached out to them, and they didn't send me a pricing list yet, but I think it just comes down to kind of what you guys want to do. I mean, I live by a park in Layton on the north side, and it has that type of equipment there. And every time I go to that park, I go early morning and late and midday, and it's pretty quiet. There's nothing going on. So I think it'd be just curious to see if maybe if you had spiced it up and you did more of like a ninja, active, CrossFit blend than just a standstill senior fitness place. So,
I don't know.
Just something to think about. That green space place has a variety of things. Anywhere between, you know, what we talked about is your what's it called? Not stationary, but functional fitness pieces. So maybe also your track style where you have, you know, your course. You know, even Island View Park's playground is kind of like a ninja course in some ways.
Yeah.
And so,
do the park that you're talking about that has it? Are there people there regularly?
Yeah, it's a busy park.
Really?
And it's pickleball courts and tennis. It's not active. I mean, it's not. I think it was meant to fill a demographical need, what's the word? Quota maybe. Mm-hmm. Fitness area park, but.
Those are, I mean, I feel like those are tricky because they either have to be like flashy enough for people to draw people, but then they're really expensive.
So my thinking was, well, if there's playground that's due for an upgrade, mm-hmm. or that's on, you know, that's coming up, maybe because I incorporate some pieces into it. A park that's already visited and that already has people at a playground. Just put in a few pieces.
Yeah, sure. And I think a few pieces, you're probably looking at between $3,000 to $7,000 for a piece.
And that could just go into that playground.
Or maybe it's something you put along the walking track.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a stop and use mm-hmm. type of piece. But like I can send it out to you guys when I get the
machine. A whole park devoted to it would be a lot.
I mean, it might be a big ask. I'm just thinking, like, community park is going to be so busy with new pickleball courts and everything else, where I think it'd be better to put in a couple functional pieces along the walking track, but then maybe look at Porter Walton, you know, as, like, that functional fitness, you know, piece or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know. And I'll send you the price list when it comes through, and you guys can start looking at it.
I guess the only thing I'd say is, because I understand that community park is... people are clamoring to upgrade that playground, right? That would be like the next in line.
Yeah, so I know Bruce has wrote a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant to help pay for that, and we should know by the fall if we get that funding to replace that playground.
So I'd just say, as long as we're aware of what might be coming down the pipe.
Yeah, and when we look to four playgrounds, maybe we could look at pieces that could also be added to that playground or Kaufman or whatever. So, I think it's definitely a possibility. And we could, once we know, we can maybe start looking at some other additional grants through health companies or other things like that for more funding. So,
that'd be awesome. Okay. Well, that's all I had. I don't want to keep us here any longer. I also don't want to be too make it too abbreviated, unless you guys want to talk about anything.
Can I go back to the movies in the park for just a second?
Yeah, sure.
Has that been updated online, like on the website?
No, it hasn't. It's on social, but I haven't updated it on the website.
Okay, yeah. I was looking at it. I found where it's in these are movies that I didn't recognize. So
I'll update it. That's probably me.
Oh, like last year's or
something. Yeah.
I'll update it.
Okay.
That's me.
So we do have a social channel?
We do. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay.
So,
do you maintain those?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it like you do all city posts?
Yes. Except for police kind of does their own. Yeah, I don't see it on there. I'll update it.
Okay.
Before it's hidden. I'll work on that tomorrow. But if you get on our Facebook page, we have all the Facebook events set up for movies in the park on the city's Facebook page.
So is there any value in, like, approaching the contractors in our community to help with the different components of the pickleball? I mean, make that their donation if they donate labor or...
I think those are...
Is that something we've considered already? Or?
Yeah, I think it's something that's could be on the table. It's a little tricky, though, because, like, when it goes out to bid...
Right, that's my thought, is that it has to go through that formal bid process because of the city. I don't know if that... But if someone's willing to donate it, then...
On a project that big, I'm not sure if it would work out because you got a contractor who wants to make money, but like on the batting cage one, that one with a smaller amount, that one's about $25,000. You know, if we could find someone that could come in and excavate the dirt, that would save us some costs, help us with the concrete a little bit. The concrete bid was like $16,000, which is crazy.
There's enough well-to-do contractors in our community.
So, I mean, those are things that, we could easily do. Donation, in-trade donations for stuff like that.
Put their name on
something. Yeah. China baseball bat or something.
Wonder if RMSU would be willing to Rocky Mountain School of Baseball.
This horde.
Use our fields a lot. Trying to get anything out of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. It'd have to be no strings attached.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the hard part of entities like that.
Yeah.
I don't want them to feel like,
no,
we gave you 50,000, now we get priority in the schedule. You guys know how that goes. Yeah. For sure. So.
Well, yeah, it'd have to be clean cut, but.
Yeah, I mean, that would benefit them.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Sorry, I'm not running the show. I'm just,
it's
too much. So.
The institutional knowledge and experience, at least as far as I'm concerned. All right. Does anyone have any other discussion items or anything within the discussion items that you've already talked about that you want to address?
So were we going to discuss, like, did we do this already, teaching us how to do the setup for the moves in the park?
Yeah, so I'll look and see when there's a void and I'll see if you're available, and usually one of us, either I'm there to help instruct or come to the movie and you'll learn how to do it. That's fairly easy. We got everything color coordinated.
It's easy.
12-year-old nights.
Yeah. Well, it's a little complicated. There's a lot of speakers.
I know, there's a lot of wires and speakers. And
well, yeah, if you come to one of them at least before yours, then we can show you how it goes and whatnot. It's fairly simple, whatnot. So, I don't think there's anything else. July 3rd, there's another event. It's the Children's Entrepreneur Market. I don't know if you guys know about that.
More, remember you here? That was last year.
I think it's going to be a community park. Unless we can change it to move here, but that's just a free event. We don't do much other than just post the site, but they've sold out every time we've had one, so it's been really fun. So.
Movies in the park. Can you run through the dates just real quick?
Yeah.
There's one that I won't. I know I set up for all of them, but I think there's one that I won't be able to make.
June 16th, July 14th, June 30th, July 28th, and August 18th.
So there's not one on June. Did you say June 30th?
No. June 30th, yeah.
There is a June 30th. Okay. That's the one I won't be able to go. But every other one I should be.
Okay.
I'll be there on June 30th, that one.
Sorry. I got the list in my office.
Yeah. I'll respond.
I'll send it out.
We still have to confirm. Our reptile handler coming on the 6th.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Snakes and turtles and reptiles.
That'll be fun.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So.
That's the only reason why I'm not there.
Good. hopefully it brings people in. Somebody's there.
So premier access to this.
I guess my other thought is, what do you guys want from this committee? I mean, what do you want to accomplish, or what other goals are on your mind?
I don't know. I don't have a wish list, but I could make one.
I think it'd be helpful to kind of know kind of what your guys' hopes and dreams are, so that, you know, I can be putting myself in circles and networks to, you know, find resources or, you know, do those types of things to help you accomplish the goals of the Parks and Rec Committee. So,
do we have any kind of like special event fee waivers? People who want to hold special events so they don't have to pay for.
We don't even have a special event permit.
No.
You mean like races and stuff?
Just like if someone's wanting to hold an event for the community, like say it's like a Veterans Memorial Day thing and they want to hold an event for the city, and we're like, oh, this is a good event for everybody, let's not have them pay for this pavilion.
Yeah, some of that discretionary stuff can come through admin,
yeah.
So it doesn't have to always go to council, but it's pretty easy. So we don't get hit up a lot with big events like that. So we're pretty lucky, I think. We sent it to South Davis. They had the venue and the space. So I don't know, just think about that. I mean, I think it's good to know kind of what your goals are and stuff like that, especially as we're going through a new brand. I don't know if you guys know, but we got approved to do a branding project for the city. New logos, new mottos, new sayings, new everything. So we'll be working on that in the next few months. So I think some of your guys' thoughts and goals will help with the design of that and whatnot. So just be thinking about that. So
I was reading the History of Centerville book at my parents' the other night. And it used to be called Cherry Creek. That was the name of the city. So when we do the rebrand, we just go back to that.
Cherry Creek?
Yeah.
Oh. Totally changed the
city. Just the whole new name.
You wrote Centerville?
It's more exciting than Centerville.
It's way more exciting.
They've done it before, apparently. So.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have anything except grown-up fitness equipment. And,
yeah, I'll send that out to you when I get it.
I was also arrested by the idea, and I can't stop thinking about of like a cool little.
I'm glad you continued.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
A cool little stream water feature
in Smoot Park. We've talked about that for so many years.
Splash pad?
No, not a splash pad. Like
oh, a natural.
Kind of like what the Bountiful did over there.
On their main street.
Just east of the iceberg. Yeah.
Yeah.
That cool little. My kids. Like
crazy.
On
their main
Mike St. George. Yeah. So those are my two, I guess, two wish list items. Fitness equipment and something like that. Because I know splash pads. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not too thrilled on splash pads. But.
I don't know if we have the sustainability to keep it up. I mean,
$250,000
easy to build.
It seems like that Smoot Park, that bottom section is very underutilized. You know what I mean? I just don't. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, it's on a slant, so it's hard to like actually have
it. It's kind of tucked away into it.
It's just not real. You know?
Well, it's like totally separated.
Right? It just feels like that could be a cool place to do something like that or something else. But
well, when Bruce comes back to this meeting, we could talk to him and see what his thoughts are. Maybe on the master plan. So.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else. Does anyone have anything else? Then I would.
Well, next meeting.
Yeah, let's.
June 12th.
When's the next movies? First movie?
16.
Should we. Do we need a meeting right before?
Because I plan on being that one to help you guys learn how to do it.
Is anyone dying to have a meeting on June 16th or June 12th?
I won't be here, so I have a family reunion.
Is it June 12th or June 13th? June 13th is the Tuesday.
Tuesday? Oh, okay. So it would be the 13th if you have it.
I'm not sure we need a meeting, especially if we're starting with Movies in the Park 3 days later. So
okay.
Unless Bryce, you think we need, there's value in that?
Yeah, I think we've talked about everything, and okay. I said you guys have assignments, then just sign up for what you want. Yeah. We'll go from there, we'll kind of just see how it goes. Right. It's pretty
then
easy.
Should we look at July? I mean, what do you guys think? What are you going to, you know, Bryce, we want to be able to...
I think we're pretty much planned for the summer. I mean, I think if you guys want to start back up in August... I think that's fair.
Okay.
When are you going to start, I guess, campaigning for donations?
As soon as I can figure out where the money's going to go. So the next week or so.
And the whole rebranding thing, is it going to be through the summer?
Yeah, that will be through the summer. We'll have separate meetings for that besides this. So there'll be public meetings if you guys want to be involved in campaigning. So. It's up to you guys what you want to do. I mean, I feel like you're going to be meeting often enough, whether informally mm-hmm. through these events, that mm-hmm. I don't know if necessarily you need to have a meeting in June or July, to be honest.
I think it'd be nice just to kind of be kept in the loop with all that fundraising, just to kind of keep us apprised.
Yeah, and what we need to do so that we can assist.
If we can help or just...
Yeah, the biggest thing is I'll just send out the QR codes and the links and the promos.
Mm-hmm.
I want to wait till we have a rendering so people can see what it's going to look like. I think more people are willing to donate if they know what it looks like. So as soon as we get that from the designer, which should be soon, we can start fundraising.
Yeah. So. And then we talked about promoting that in the parade. Is that something you want to be involved with?
Yeah, I mean, that's something to think about. If you guys want to be a part of it, if you want to be in the parade, you could have a...
I mean, I don't want to be in it.
What? Come on, they're looking for entries.
Have their own float.
Yeah, their own float. Yeah, you could. I mean, you could have a car with a QR code on it and it says donate to pickleball courts. You could do that way, or...
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. I mean, we'll have those banners. We'll have those... I hope that by then we'll have the banners up at the park for community park for fundraising, either on the fences or on posts or whatever, and then people can walk by and see. So hopefully that'll be more people to be able to donate.
I think if you want to... Just keep us in the loop so we can help.
I'm not going to be out pounding the pavement. I'll let you guys do that.
Yeah.
So let me put together the promotionals and the links and the QR codes, and then you guys can go out and start to pound the pavement. And if you want to, I don't know, maybe you want to have a meeting in July to maybe say who's going to go after who so we're not hitting people twice. Does that make
sense?
You mean
for businesses?
For businesses. Or private citizens or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So if we're looking at July, that would...
Or, I mean, even June. I mean, I can have everything ready to roll out by the June. If you want to do June, skip July, and then start back up in August.
That might be good, because July would be when we'd want to meet before
the 4th. Plan out what we want to do,
Yeah. Okay, maybe we should go back to June. That would be the 13th.
Okay.
And then maybe take a few months off after that.
That's a good idea. I think that's fine.
So June 13th. That should work for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Let it be written.
All right.
Do you think we'll have the QR codes and everything for the movies in the park in time for that? Like to have it. So that's great marketing right there too. People coming out and maybe even
and every event
nights.
We could have.
Yeah.
No, we definitely have some portable ones that we just take out to these neighborhood night things. And yeah.
Okay.
We can do that. It's not a problem.
All right. Then with that, would anyone like to move to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Flame?
Right. Yeah.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. We are adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. You guys are so easy. I love it.